holiday people. Yeah, yeah.
Carlos Castaneda said, "The trick is in what one emphasizes. We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong." Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, I believe we're the ones that are choosing to be strong. This is Ashley Casper Rising with you on the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. We gather here to remind each other what is truly possible for ourselves, to learn principles that really do work, and to take aligned steps toward a life with so much more freedom. It is March 18th, 2026, and our enthusiastic host and the founder of this amazing call, Paul Hutchings, will be with us soon. Paul Hutchings is a former call center cubicle worker who went from living in a 1984 single-wide trailer house to retiring debt-free in his early 40s. He has been a top producer in the home business profession since 2009, and he has co-founded a company that has paid out over $7 million in commissions. His main passion in business is to help lead the Freedom Crusade by inspiring and empowering others to achieve their financial goals and dreams in life. Before we hear from Paul this morning, I want to hear from all of you. So as I unmute the lines, let me hear your energy, your name, and where you're calling in from this morning.
It's a Wisdom Wednesday.
Yes, yes.
Y'all sound amazing.
Grand Rising on this Wednesday.
Good morning. Where's Paul Wall?
My ego, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it in the bar.
Oh, yeah. Warming up the buns.
Melting the butter.
Honey butter, warming the buns.
All right, the countdown is on, but let's keep the energy high. Who else we got out there this morning? Let us know what your name is and where you're calling
in. I don't know about you, Ashley.
Yeah. Do it, Booker. Do the duckie.
Do the duckie.
I might need you to teach me how to. All right, everybody. It is the top of the hour. Are you ready for Paul Hutchings?
Yes.
Let's get it, Paul.
Come on, Paul.
With the master plan, the P, the A, the U.
Paul, I can't hear you. I see you on, but I cannot hear you. Still nothing.
How's that?
There
you
we go.
Me?
I hear you. Yep.
All right. I said, if I'm not ready for Paul Hutchings, I'm in big trouble. Thanks for the great intro, Ashley. Appreciate you so much. And it's good to hear everybody on the call this morning. Thank you for being here. This is the Grow Rich Mastermind. a place where Freedom Crusaders have been gathering together for a long, long time, almost 20 years. I think we started in around 2009-ish, 11-ish, somewhere around there. And the vision is freedom through principle-centered leadership. We want to help people disconnect their time from their money, be successful, be the best they can be, learn to bring the best of what's inside out into the world. And we figured out a long, long time ago along that journey that the path to making that happen is through our own minds and hearts. Jim Rohn said, your philosophy is the major determining factor in how your life works out. And so we focus on that, you know, the philosophy of success. You know, my quick story, if you're hearing me for the first time, grew up in a single parent home, in a double wide mobile home. And then eventually I went to college, got a degree. And the best I could find was a job in a call center cubicle making $11.09 an hour. And that landed me in a single wide mobile home with my young wife and coming family. You know, didn't really love the job. So I decided to see if there was another path for me. And I could tell lots of stories about why I didn't love the job. I think, you know, the main thing was I felt like I was in a box and the top was taped shut and I was trying to stretch my hands out of the box, but people were pushing down on the top of the box. And no matter how hard I pushed, I couldn't get my hands out. I just felt that there was more inside of me than that job was allowing me to be. There's a quote from a gal named Nora Watson that I've always resonated with, and it was something to the effect of, you know, most jobs are too small for our spirits. Most of us are not looking for a job. Most of us are looking for a mission, a calling, a purpose, a compass of the heart that we can follow, that we can wake up to every day with excitement and enthusiasm. Looking forward to the day because we know we're doing something that's not just going to bring us the financial rewards we seek, but that's going to bring us the soul pay we seek, that's going to light us up and make us smile, that's going to make us feel like at the end of the day, and I'm beyond her quote, I'm ad-libbing now, but you know, when we get to the end of the day, we can look back over the day and say, you know what, I did work that mattered today. I made things better today. I made a difference today. I helped someone today, and that makes me feel so good, you know, that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing here on this planet. And I guess even though I couldn't articulate it, that's kind of the feeling that I had in my heart back in that cubicle that was more like a box. And so when a path came to me that opened up and said, here's a path, Paul, where all of your dreams can come true. Here's a path, Paul, where there's unlimited potential for you. Here's a path, Paul, where you can be free, and along the way, you can help the people around you and inspire them and educate them and lift them, and you can go on this great journey with other great people, be, you know, on this journey to be the best that you could all be and make the world a better place. I was like, yes, that's what I want. That's what I want. And so I started my first home business way back in that single wide mobile home with the idea of financial freedom and building a residual income. And I was so in love with that idea. So I started on the path and, you know, I was actually reflecting, I've been working on some stuff for our community there's this question that popped up and the question was, what do you wish someone would have told you when you got started? Or what is it that you wish you would have known when you got started? And I didn't have to think very long. It just came to me. And here's what came to me. I wish someone would have told me, Paul, this is likely going to take longer than you want it to, but it is likely going to deliver way more than you can imagine right now. Because looking back over my journey, that's been the case. When I got started, I wanted it quick. I wanted the money now. I wanted the freedom now. I wanted the success now. But guess what happened? First year, made no money. Next few years, not much better. A few hundred dollars here and there. I mean, can you imagine? First few years of home business with nothing to show but a few hundred dollars, you know? While all the while, the presentations and the charts were showing, I mean, the first presentation I ever saw said, we're going to show you how to make $40,000 a month in the next 90 days. So can you imagine going years and only making a few hundred dollars? Well, that was my story. But I stayed on the journey. I stayed on the path. And guess what? There came a day when $3,000 monthly residual income showed up in my life. And that was life-changing. That was life-changing because that meant I never had to have a job again if I didn't want one. And then, funny enough, that $3,000 turned into seven, turned into 10, turned into 17, turned into over 20 I've had in a month. And consistently now, since that first initial breakthrough, I've had plenty of money coming into my life to take care of my family, to pay off debt, to save and invest for the future, to free up my time. So instead of waking up in the morning and asking myself, what do I have to do for money today? I don't have that question anymore. The question for me today is, what do I want to do today? Who do I want to serve? How can I make things better? How can I move my life forward? How can I help other people's lives move forward? And I have that sense of calling, that sense of purpose that is so much more valuable than any numbers on a paycheck can be. And so that's partly what we want to help everyone do if we can, you know, move in that direction. So so I'm excited to be here. I'm excited that you're here. I think the fact that you're here means there's something special about you. And I don't just say that, guys and gals. I mean, it's Wednesday morning on a weekday, and you're here on a conference call, either live or maybe catching the replay later. Why would you do that? You know, why would you do that? Well, I think the reason is you're different than a lot of people are. You see that you got to work harder on yourself than you do on your job, like Jim Rohn used to say. You see that maybe there's someone that you can learn something from that can make a difference for you and your life and can empower you to help other people in a better way. Maybe there's an idea you can hear today that can go in your journal that can shift everything about yourself and your future. One idea can do that, you know? And we never know where those ideas are going to be, but one thing I will say is a lot of them are right here on this call. So, and in the materials that we study and in the hearts of the people that come here to contribute. So you're in the right place at the right time if you want freedom and if you want growth and if you want to make a positive difference in your own life and in the lives of the people around you. And that pumps me up. So am I the only one excited about that? Hopefully not. If not, if you're excited too, if you're excited about the day today, if you're excited about the miracle and the gift of life, let's hear how you're feeling as we unmute the lines right now. Okay, thank you guys. You sound awesome. So a couple quick announcements. We've got a book of the month. It is called This is Marketing by Seth Godin. And I'm really enjoying this book. If you guys are interested in marketing, I think you'll like this book. It really jives with a lot of the ideas that we strive to follow in our community. And I want to share just a couple nuggets with you from it that I jotted down in my reading this morning. I shared some of them last week, but I'll share some different ones today. Here's a couple. It's easier to make, and I adjusted this because I think a lot about content marketing And the quote originally was, it's easier to make products, but I adjusted this. It's easier to make content for the viewers you seek to serve than it is to find viewers for your content. So if you're doing marketing, this is something to think about. He said, build something that people would miss if you were gone. And he gives this example of this magic shop on YouTube called Penguin Magic. Their videos have been seen more than a billion times, and that's free advertising. And part of the secret is they know who they want to serve, and they create content for those people. If you're going to be building some marketing online, it's a good idea to say not just what am I passionate about, I think that's important, but what am I passionate about that there are other people in the world who are also passionate about this thing. And then you seek to make content for them. If you're creating, it's kind of similar. You know, you want to find a group of people that you love to serve and create things and speak to them. He says, stop looking for shortcuts and instead insist on being the long, viable path instead. And here are his 5 steps to marketing. And they're kind of backward. And he points this out, that when people think about marketing, a lot of times what they think about is, how do I get the word out? And he says, that's the last step, not the first. So here are his steps. Number one, make something worth making, right? If it's a piece of content, make a piece of content that's worth making. Tell a story that's worth telling. Talk about a contribution that's worth giving. You know, you got to make something that's worth making. Step number two, design it and build it in a way that a few people will particularly benefit from and care about. So there's that old phrase, if you're speaking to everyone, you're speaking to no one. And, you know, we want to start with the audience that we want to serve. Good steps. Step number three, tell a story that matches the built-in narrative and dreams of that tiny group of people, the smallest viable market. And then number four, spread the word. And then number five, the part that he says most people forget about, show up regularly, consistently, and generously for years and years to organize and lead and build confidence in the change you seek to make. And, you know, talking about the change here, that's another couple of little notes that he wrote about that I like is he said, sharing your path to better is called marketing. Isn't that an interesting way to look at marketing? Sharing your path to better is called marketing. And then he also said, marketing is the generous act of helping someone solve a problem, their problem. So when you hear marketing described in those ways, it kind of shifts something maybe inside you. I know it does in me. It really resonates with me that, wow, marketing can be about service. Marketing can be about change. Marketing can be about generosity. Marketing can be about creating the best of what's inside you. Yes, 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 and yes, all of those things. So that gets me excited about marketing and hope it does you as well. So anyway, that's the book of the month this month. This is Marketing by Seth Godin. Enemy of Character this month is Hypochondria. And we have an event coming up called Freedom Fest. I actually just signed the contract for it this morning in Branson, Missouri. Thank you, Bobby Williams, for negotiating a great contract and finding a wonderful place for us to meet up this year in Branson. If you want to learn about that event, go to hbafreedomfest.com and learn about that. You can meet us there live or you can tune in on the live stream. Last announcement, we have a gift for you. If you're new, it's called the Mastermind Collection, and it includes all of the books that we study here on this call. The books that have made the biggest difference for me in my life and in my freedom journey. Truly, honestly, sincerely, Jim Rohn said, your philosophy is the major determining factor in how your life works out. And these books contain a philosophy that took me from a trailer house and put me into a life of financial freedom. So I recommend picking up that book. Just get back with whoever, not the book, the gift with all of the books. Get back with whoever invited you here today and they will get that to you. So with that, let's do our definite purpose and self-confidence formula, and then we will get into the reading. Do we have a volunteer, or Angela, I should say? Amazing.
I am here. I am here.
Awesome. Good morning. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours, too. All right. My major death note, my Gorrich family, I salute the divinity in you. My major definite purpose, it is now honor before, and I have in my possession, which has come for me from time to time over the interim. In return for this, I happily gave the most effective service in which I was capable of rendering in the fullest possible quantity in the best possible quality of service in the capacity of a freedom crusader. I know that I have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see it before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It was awaiting transfer to me all along. At the time and the proportion I delivered the service I intended to render in return for it, I am so grateful that I have received these plans by which to achieve these desires, and I am following these plans as they are received, and there's being more and more plans received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such actions. Second, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind are reproducing themselves outwardly into physical action and gradually transforming themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for at least 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person that I am, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that amazing person. Third, I know that through the principles of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind is now seeking expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will continue to endeavor until I have developed self-sufficient confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built under truth and justice. Therefore, I only engage in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I have eliminated hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, and egotism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I have signed my name to this formula, committed it to memory, and I'm repeating it out loud at least twice a day with full faith that it is gradually influencing my thoughts in my actions, so that I am an even more self-reliant and successful person. Oh, divine providence, I do ask for more riches and for more wisdom, for to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and to direct my own mind and thoughts to whatever ends that I might desire in alignment with your will for my life, to prosper and to be in health, even as my soul prospers, according to 3 John chapter 2, verse 1, in the divine's name, amen, so be it. That's to you, my brother Paul, and I love you, my Grow Rich family. Woo-hoo! Yes!
Oh, yeah. In the words of Minister Christian, oh, yeah. I love it. Oh, feels like words of truth you spoke to us with life. Thank you, Angela. Love and believe in you. And I know I'm not the only one, friends and Freedom Crusaders. Let's let Angela Amazing know how amazing she is.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
Angela,
you are.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Angela. And thanks to the great audience for all of that love poured into the lines. All right. Well, let's get into the reading. We're picking up on page 172 of the book Think and Grow Rich. And we are in the middle of a story, of this guy named Dr. Gonzalez, who wanted $1 million. And he'd been wanting it for a while, but something interesting happened in this story. So let's read. He says, being a philosopher as well as a preacher, Dr. Gonzalez recognized, as all who succeed in life, that definiteness of purpose is the starting point from which one must begin. He recognized, too, that definiteness of purpose takes on animation, life, and power when backed by a burning desire to translate that purpose into its material equivalent. He knew all these great truths, yet he did not know where or how to lay his hands on $1 million. The natural procedure, and, you know, can we all identify, relate to this? You know, maybe you've got a goal, a financial goal. You know, maybe you're just getting started. Had a young man join me in business this last week who's a family friend and was good friends with one of my sons all growing up. And, you know, as I was thinking about him and his goal, whatever that might be, I don't know what it is yet, but I think it has something to do with residual income, you know. And I was comparing my path to his. I was thinking about all of the experiences I've had that he hasn't had yet. And I was thinking, you know, trying to put myself in his shoes, thinking, okay, he's got this goal. I had a goal when I got started, so we share that in common. But he hasn't learned the things that I've learned or had the experiences that I've had. So it's quite possible that he's starting with a goal, but not clear on how to get the goal, right? Isn't that where we all start, you know? And you know, maybe that's where we all stay somewhat, because if you start with the goal and then you do what it takes to get to the goal, and then you set another goal, well, now you've not gotten to the second goal yet. So you might have known what it took to get to the first goal, but you don't know what it takes to get to the second goal. So there you are in the same spot again. You know, what do you do? Do you say, well, it's not possible because now I don't know how to get there? Well, let's see what Gonzalez did. He wanted $1 million, had no idea how to get it. It says the natural procedure would have been to give up and quit by saying, oh, well, my idea is a good one, but I cannot do anything with it because I never can procure the necessary $1 million. Now pay attention here. That is exactly what the majority of people would have said. The majority. Let that sink in and ask yourself, are you a part of the majority? Do you want to be a part of the majority? Or are you going to decide to be a part of the small minority? Because all it is a decision. Any one of us can make that decision that we're not going to quit because we don't know how to get to the goal. Instead, we're going to do something different. That is exactly what the majority of people would have said. But it is not what Dr. Gonzalez said. What he said and what he did are so important that I now introduce him and let him speak for himself. One Saturday afternoon, I sat in my room thinking of ways and means of raising the money to carry out my plans. For nearly 2 years, I had been thinking, but I had done nothing but think. The time had come for action. I made up my mind then and there that I would get the necessary $1 million within a week. How? I was not concerned about that. The main thing of importance was the decision to get the money within a specified time. And I want to tell you that the moment I reached a definite decision to get the money within a specified time, a strange feeling of assurance came over me, such as I had never before experienced. Something inside me seemed to say, why didn't you reach that decision a long time ago? The money was waiting for you all the time. Things began to happen in a hurry. I called the newspapers and announced I would preach a sermon the following morning entitled, What I Would Do If I Had $1 Million. I went to work on the sermon immediately, but I must tell you, frankly, the task was not difficult because I had been preparing that sermon for almost 2 years. The spirit back of it was a part of me. Long before midnight, I had finished writing the sermon. I went to bed and slept with a feeling of confidence, for I could see myself already in possession of the $1 million. Next morning, I arose early, went into the bathroom, read the sermon, then knelt on my knees and asked that my sermon might come to the attention of someone who would supply the needed money. While I was praying, I again had that feeling of assurance that the money would be forthcoming. In my excitement, I walked out without my sermon and did not discover the oversight until I was in my pulpit and about ready to begin delivering it. It was too late to go back for my notes, and what a blessing that I couldn't go back. Instead, my own subconscious mind yielded the material I needed. When I arose to begin my sermon, I closed my eyes and spoke with all my heart and soul of my dreams. I not only talked to my audience, but I fancy I talked also to God. I told what I would do with $1 million if that amount were placed in my hands. I described the plan I had in mind for organizing a great educational institution where young people would learn to do practical things and at the same time develop their minds. When I had finished and sat down, a man slowly arose from his seat about 3 rows from the rear and made his way toward the pulpit. I wondered what he was going to do. He came into the pulpit, extended his hand, and said, "Reverend, I liked your sermon. I believe you can do everything you said you would if you had $1 million. To prove that I believe in you and your sermon, if you will come to my office tomorrow morning, I will give you $1 million. My name is Philip D. Armour." Young Gonzalez went to Mr. Armour's office, and $1 million was presented to him. With the money, he founded the Armour Institute of Technology. That is more money than the majority of preachers ever see in an entire lifetime. Yet the thought impulse back of the money was created in the young preacher's mind in a fraction of a minute. The necessary $1 million came as a result of an idea. Back of the idea was a desire which young Gonzalez had been nursing in his mind for almost 2 years. Observe this important fact. He got the money within 36 hours after he reached a definite decision in his own mind to get it and decided upon a definite plan for getting it. There was nothing new or unique about young Gonzalez's vague thinking about $1 million and weakly hoping for it. Others before him and many since his time have had similar thoughts, but there was something very unique and different about the decision he reached on that memorable Saturday when he put vagueness into the background and definitely said, "I will get that money within a week." God seems to throw himself on the side of the one who knows exactly what he or she wants and is determined to get just that. Moreover, the principle through which Dr. Gonzalez got his $1 million is still alive. It is available to you. This universal law is as workable today as it was when the young preacher made use of it so successfully. This book describes, step by step, the 13 elements of this great law and suggests how they may be put to use. Observe that Asa Candler and Dr. Frank Gonzalez had one characteristic in common. Both knew the astounding truth that ideas can be transmuted into cash through the power of definite purpose plus definite plans. If you are one of those who believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought. It is not true. Riches, when they come in huge quantities, are never the result of hard work. Riches come, if they come at all, in response to definite demands based upon the application of definite principles and not by chance or luck. Generally speaking, an idea is an impulse of thought that impels action by an appeal to the imagination. All master salesmen know that ideas can be sold where merchandise cannot. Ordinary salesmen do not know this. That is why they are ordinary. And that's, we're 30 minutes in, so we're gonna pause. we can jump into the mastermind. A couple thoughts for me on my journey in relation to what we read. You know, I read the book Thinking You're Rich when I joined my first home business. They had a recommended reading list. And on that list were books like Think and Grow Rich, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Psycho-Cybernetics. You know, real good list of 10 solid books to begin with. And I remember reading the book Think and Grow Rich and writing out my definite purpose on a piece of paper, and I put it on my nightstand. And when I finished the book, I said, that's a great book. Now I got 9 more to read. So I threw the book up on the shelf and kept reading. And what happened to that little piece of paper that I wrote that purpose on is eventually it slipped off my nightstand. I think I read it maybe for the first couple of nights, followed the instructions. But then the paper slipped off my nightstand and, you know, down in that black hole that sometimes exists between your bed and your nightstand where all your stuff falls down. That's where my purpose went. It just fell down to the ground. And then what happened was 4 years went by without me achieving the goal. I mentioned earlier, made a few hundred dollars, basically my first 4 years. And then what happened was I found myself desperate because I had quit my job to go for my dream full time. One of my sons was born with a head condition called craniosynostosis, and he was going to need a $50,000 surgery down at Primary Children's Hospital. So I quit my job. My son needed a $50,000 surgery. Our insurance from my job that I quit had just expired, and we were running out of savings. And so I was desperate. So I knelt down next to my two sons' bed while they were sleeping in the back room of that single wide mobile home, and I offered one of the most sincere prayers of my life. God,
Paul, we lost you. Are you still there? Can't hear you still. All right. I wanted to hear that story. Give it a few more seconds. And if we can't hear him, I'll probably open up the mastermind. So if you are ready to come out, just go ahead and get ready. All right, we will go ahead and jump into the mastermind portion of the call. Please keep your shares to a limit of 3 minutes so that we can give everyone an opportunity to share. And I'm going to open up the lines. Actually, the lines are in the right mode. So *6, who would like to come on out this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Minister Christian.
Hey, Ashley. Sound harmonic engineer. Thank you for your service. I just want to come out real quick because I've heard Paul tell the story to our community before, and it's always, it never gets old for me to know that this is how this call started. So in his prayers, you know, after he talked about, you know, not having the money for the son's surgery and the insurance had lapsed and so forth, and he was really just pursuing his entrepreneurial dream. He was doing it. He was both feet in the water going for it, you know, and quit his job and everything, and the family supported him. But when it got that bad, you know, he prayed to the stars. He prayed to the sky. He prayed to God, and he asked, and I'm sure he'll tell it even better than me, but he asked for a way. What can I do to get out of this? What can I do to win and save my child and save my family and be the man that I'm meant to be, the protector, the father? And the voice was that he got, the message was, is to do a thorough study of Think and Grow Rich. And he started studying Think and Grow Rich. Not only did he start studying and learning it, he shared it. He started a call, which is what we're on today. So I believe he had that vision in 2007. I think the call actually started in 2009. I think the official recordings started in 2011. And, of course, Amazing Angela recommended that we turn into a subscription. So the people who are in business in our community today, in the business that we're all in, affiliate marketing, it started from this call, and also started from the fact that I think, you know, Angela's saying, hey, this stuff is so good, let's start a subscription, and she was one of the first people to start purchasing this knowledge that we have. And so it has grown to so many other things. You know, our daily work program, everything, the whole pipeline to freedom thing that Paul has always envisioned is here today. And it started with that prayer and that study of Think and Grow Rich. So I just wanted to add that. I'm sure Paul tells a lot better than me, but I just want to let you know what I know about it. Love you,
awesome.
Family.
Thank you so much, Christian. Yes, that's so powerful. And now it is the amazing free gift that we have to share with others now and offer so much value at no cost. It's just awesome. Paul, you there yet? All right. Still working out some technical issues. Star 6, who else would like to contribute today? Thank you again, Minister Christian. Always appreciate you.
Oh, and I also wanted to say I heard from Mom Elizabeth yesterday. She's doing, you know, wonderful, got a lot of things going on, but she does want to come out and update everyone in our community real soon. So I just wanted to also leave that message.
Thank you. It's good to hear that. Can't wait to hear
it. Hey, Ashley, this is Robin Hack.
Hey, Robin. How are you today?
Good. I'm fantastic. I just wanted to come out because Paul was talking at the beginning of the call about, you know, being consistent and getting on the call and what this call has done for himself and so many people. And I just got to say I'm one of them. And it's amazing how, you know, he says you'll hear things at certain times that will change your life. And definitely I've heard things on this call that have changed my life, you know. And if you put them into practice and you hear different words of wisdom here, it's amazing what this call can do for you. And that's why I think so many of us get on here every day, and, you know, we might not come out, but we're here, and our heart's here, and our mind's here, and it's just so wonderful hearing so many different perspectives and so many different people from different areas of life on their journey. So anyway, I just wanted to come out and say how much I enjoy all of you, and I appreciate all of you here on this call.
Thank you, Robin. Back to you. And yeah, thank you. We really appreciate that. And I can relate 100% right there with you. And for years I listened and didn't come out and share anything, but I was soaking up all the knowledge and getting to know everybody just from the background. And it's awesome.
Hey, all Wanda right. from Rhode Island.
Hey, Wanda, go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, family. Just fired up and grateful for another day, you know, for this call. And just grateful that I can plug in on my breakout here. I can listen, you know. But it's so true. You know, when Paul was talking about we're all striving for that one day when we don't have to work the J-O-B, you know. Me, I got 1.5 more years for retirement, guys. I'm looking forward to it. But in the meanwhile, right, I'm out here building a tribe around the world because I really believe what we have here, the world really needs it. You know, one thing my grandfather told me, he said to me one time, he said, Wanda, time waits for no one, and hope is all we have. And I really believe that we're going out there in this world, we're sharing love and light, we're sharing hope, we're sharing growth. And everybody that's on this call, you're all rare. You know, we're so grateful for Paul Hutchins and Mike Hobbs, really. I mean, I don't know where we would be today without them in this call. And every single time I listen in, there's always a golden nugget, something that was said, you know, or read, that plants a seed that has sparked so many things in my life. So I just have an attitude of gratitude for this call, for the principles that we're learning and the things that just spark our heart when we get a little dull inside. Sometimes we get a little weary, but you plug into this call and it just takes all that away. It makes you step out of your comfort zone and all we see on this call is possibilities. So I'm so grateful. So as always, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay you. If you're new, keep plugging in. Because this call is transformational. So I love you guys. Have an awesome day.
Awesome, Wanda. You
What's
back,
up?
Paul? There you are.
Yeah, I'm back. Thanks, Ashley. Sorry about that, guys. Thank you, Wanda. I was telling Ashley, when did I fall off? And she said, about the time when you were kneeling down to pray. And so nobody got to hear the end of the story. I said, that was the best speech ever. At least me and God got to hear it. Anyway, thanks, Ashley, for jumping out and moving us forward. We'll keep going. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Paul, it's Albie.
What's up, Albie?
Hey, man. I just wanted to say I love hearing your stories and what happened to you and the part about how your goals fell down the side of the nightstand. That sounds so real. It sounds so normal, you know. And then four years later, coming back to it, or actually, I didn't get to hear what happened to your goals in the nightstand. That was great,
yeah,
Paul. Thank you,
man. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Albie. Yeah. And short finish to the story. You know, purpose came back, followed it like Napoleon Hill said, all my dreams come true. The end. So that's what happened when I fell off. Although it was much more interesting as I told that. The rest of that.
That's great, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah. No, one interesting part that as I was retelling what happened, you know, when I was walking up and down my driveway under the stars, repeating that purpose, I realized the young man that just joined in business this week, he was just across the field because they were our neighbors. Probably just a little kid sleep, you know, hanging out with his family. And I was walking up and down my driveway, and that was 5 years ago. And he just got started in our business this week.
So, wow. Yeah.
Weird things that happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
his crazy,
absolutely.
His crazy neighbor was out speaking to the stars. And now here he is a few years later, you know?
Achieved the goal.
And the he got sucked into the vortex, man. He cast a spell over the whole neighborhood with that definite purpose. That's so powerful.
That's a powerful vortex. I love it, Paul. Thank you.
Isn't that funny? Thanks, Albie. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Appreciate you, too.
Star 6 is next. Come on out. Love to hear from you today. What's going on? Sorry, I missed Minister Christian. Dang it. I must have been talking to myself for like 10 minutes, but that's okay.
Paul, I just want to let you know, Minister Christian actually finished some of the story for you from his memory.
Oh, man. Thank you, Minister Christian. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Paul. It's Jesse.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Paul. Love, never gets old, your story, and loved you telling it. I was just about to let you know that Christian finished the rest of your story and did a beautiful job, so I first wanted to give him credit for doing such a beautiful job. And in telling the story, it reminded me, too, we often say, and we say it often, and I guess I like to change wording up a little bit sometimes, is, you know, this call has been life-changing, and I want to add a little more punch to it than that. We hear that so often, it is, and people have said, it is transformational. So much happens to us, our mind, what we do with our body, how we approach things, how we see things. It's so powerful. And I was sharing how much this call has been transformational to me, to someone, and they said, it's still going on after all those years? And I said, yes. That's how powerful this call is. And what she pointed out from it was the community. I said, I have this amazing community of like-minded people that lift you up and support you. And that's the other half of what is so powerful about this call. We have such amazing people here that we learn from, that are loving and giving and lift us up, but they believe in us before we believe in ourselves. They support us. They listen. They offer their opinions to keep it very real so that we kind of allow ourselves to be open to hearing something different perhaps from others. But it's also incredible. So thank you, Paul. As Wanda and others have already said, I do not know where I would be today without this call, because it has been such support. It's been my center. It's been my rock. And I am so utterly grateful. So that's what I have to say about this, and your persistence and your passion and what would I say is your true belief and how you knew this was working. And I think it was partly also from how it was transforming your life little by little in the beginning at the time. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you so much. And we've been pillars for each other, you know, for
yes.
a lot of years now.
So true.
And
thank you.
And we must continue on. There is no quitting at this point.
That's right. That's right. So true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jesse. Star 6,
thank
anyone
you.
Else want to come out and say hello? Share something you've been learning. Ask a question. Share a success.
Yes.
Brother
Hello?
Paul! Angela!
What's up?
You're up. I'm up. We're up. Woo-woo! Okay, so something I learned recently was not to focus on the problem. Focus on the promise, and then you'll have peace and praise. So four P's.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Yeah.
Promise, praise, and peace. So I'm so thankful for that. So last week, I didn't have my phone with me, and I wasn't able to get on the call and do the major definite purpose. And I was just so crushed. I was like, oh, my goodness. I've been doing this for 9 years, and not to be able to do it today was, like, crushing me. And so I'm all on my Mac that book trying to text Lori Sue and Ashley, and it wasn't going through because I didn't have my phone with me. So that was just a But anyway, so I started reflecting on some of the things that have happened going back to Katie Stage, you know, on Katie Stage, I had decided that I wanted to do Wednesdays, and I would come out, and Kevin Souza was one of the ones that was, you know, my companion at that time, trying to get on the Wednesdays. And then Katie says, we're just going to make Angela our Wednesday girl. And I was just so thankful for that. And so that was going on for 9 years. And then Mahara was the one that actually got me to do the shout out. She says, okay, well, if you can't make it to the call, listen to the replay. If you can't make it to the full call, just give us a little bit of something and let us know that you're here. And so she says, you can call, shout out anytime. You can shout out during the mastermind, or you can shout out in the very beginning of the call just to let us know that you're here. And so I took that invitation and I ran with it. And it's like, not to have that on a daily basis, would I would be lost. But anyway, so I just want to again apologize for Wednesday. I didn't have my phone with me on Wednesday, and it probably hurt you guys more than it hurt me. But I'm so thankful that I can look back and say, 9 years, 13 years, I've been doing this, and it has increased my life, and it has made me stretch, and it has given me confidence, and it has given me a family that I can trust and I can rely on, and that they think like me and they act like me. And it's like, woo, I got my family. I love you guys so much, my Grow Rich family.
Well, I love you, Angela. Yeah, you know, two thoughts on what you said. You know, one related thought that's popped up over the years is, can you just touch the call? You know, can you just touch it? Like you said, like if you're busy, can you just pop in and say hi? Can you listen to a minute or two? And it can be an anchor, you know, for all things good, because when you touch the call, you're just tapping into dreams, possibility, purpose, goals, you know, all of this good stuff that's here. It's like touching a little bit of light every day. So I love that. And then the other part where you mentioned you're so grateful, you've been here for so many years. You know, this step number five was Seth Godin, show up regularly, consistently, and generously for years and years to organize and lead and build confidence in the change you seek to make. How cool is it to hear that and be like, that's me? You know, that's us.
Yes.
So thank you. Yeah, yes. Thank you for helping us do that, Angela. All right. Star six is next. Come on out. Have a good day.
Hey, Marcy. Got to follow Angela. Amazing.
Take it away. We are ready for you, Lori Sue.
All these rhymes. Isn't that fun? I just want to say thank you, thank you. I have the list of those things, make something worth making, tell the story, design, and I get to that point, get the word out, and I think about this call, and I think I'm not inviting and sharing enough. I know how powerful it is and how it's changed my life. I've heard so much of you say how much it's changed your life for the better and the better and the better. And so, hey, I'm seeing number four. Get the word out. Do that. That's all I wanted to say. So grateful for your, even though we couldn't hear you, we could feel you while you were still talking about your story. And I love it. And I love
word.
You. So back to you.
Word. Word up, word out. I agree.
All right. Everybody have a fantastic day.
That's how you get the word out. Someone says something cool and you just say word. You just got it out. Just easy. Thank you, Lori Sue.
It sounds like another form of word.
Get the word out. You gotta preach the word, brothers and sisters. Get it out there. Star Six,
hey,
is coming out.
Hey, Paul, it's Ashley.
Hey.
Loving
hey,
all the laughter.
I read your last message. Looking forward to it.
No, that's totally fine. But, I just, so much goodness today, even with the technical issues. So, Minister Christian did kind of share the ending of your story from his memory, which is really, you know, it's really cool to hear different perspectives, and just love that story so much. But one thing that really stood out to me today, and it stood out before, but just more today, was how you talked about, you know, wanting the results fast in the beginning, don't we all? And then how it actually took longer than expected, but ended up becoming so much more than you imagined. It reminded me that the real win isn't just the outcome. It is the growth. It's the identity that we're building and the purpose that we step into by not quitting on ourselves. So maybe the delay isn't failure. Maybe it's just preparation for something bigger than we can currently see. And I'm going to keep having faith in that no matter what is coming my way. So thank you for your story. Thank you for your leadership and your example. and your belief in all of this. That is always so prevalent whenever you share and you show up for this community, is your belief in us. And that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. And, you know, you do the same for me when you show up. That's, you know, you believe in me, and that means a lot to me. So it's, we're scratching each other's backs on that one. Thanks, Ashley. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. I was like, I can't go a day without hearing Mr. Christian, and he already spoke, and I was off. Did I miss him? Thank you. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah, Brother Paul. I can't tell the story as good as you do, but I told everyone that I never get tired of hearing it. It always encourages me, because that story, when you pray to heaven, you know, for an answer, your guidance was to do a thorough study of Think and Grow Rich. And from that message that you got, that feeling that you got, you did exactly as you were told. You were obedient. You began to study. And then, like any freedom crusader, once you learn and start to free your mind, we want to share it with others. And that has been the North Star, from what I can see. That has been the thing that has led to all the great things that are happening in this community, was that, you know, prayer that you started. And that, I mean, I believe it was back in 2007, and then you started the call in 2009. We began recording in 2011, and the rest is history. You know, we even have a pipeline to freedom, a real helpline for people who want to have residual income in their lives, who want to have freedom. That has been going on for a decade now. 2026 is 10 years. So we're not just talking the talk, but we're walking the walk, being examples, showing people that there is a choice that you can make, and just live your life. We're not here to judge or condemn or say what you should do or could do. The fact that this call just exists to let everyone know what's possible, you know, that all things are possible, not just because it's our opinion, not just because of some false belief, but actual writings. They're like the guy who started the store, the college, who said, I'm going to get $1 million. He thought about it for 2 years, but then he said, I need it this week. And he did it. So at some point, we all make a decision that, you know, we're going to do it. Whatever it is, that thing is that we want, we're going to get the courage. That's why we read every morning, self-confidence formula. So important to have the confidence, knowing that we're worthy to achieve it, knowing that if it's possible in the world, it's possible in me. And if even if it hasn't been done in the world, guess what? That means the world's waiting on you. Be the change you're meant to be in this world, especially with AI, all the great things that are happening. Let's stay on the positive side of it. We know that no matter what happens, even when there's a disaster in the economy, someone profited, someone makes money, someone does good. Let's be the people that see potential in any situation. Not that we wish harm on anyone. However, we must win. We choose to win. We will win with our families. And that's how we help other people in the world, by winning and doing that which it is that makes us happy. And from our happiness, it spreads out to our communities and to the world. Never give up your right to be happy. Love you, family.
Love you. Thank you, Minister Christian. Beautiful words, as always. And as you were talking. Oh, who's that? Come on out.
Steve Mills.
Steve!
Hey, brother. Oh.
Hey, good to hear you, man.
Hey, you too. It's positive, I believe in. I believe also that what goes with it is optimism, because you can get a dent in your positivity sometimes with those life problems and delays and stuff that Ashley was talking about. But if you stay optimistic, you know that positivity is going to come back. You know, if there was a billboard with Zig Ziglar, Napoleon Hill, Robert Kiyosaki, Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, if their name was all up on a billboard, we could circle that and put an arrow down to Paul Hutchings I think a lot of people would agree with that. Because you're all in one. You're our personal circle there. All right, brother. Love all of you, man.
I love you, Steve. That's such a great compliment, and I really, really appreciate that. Well, that wraps us up, ladies and gentlemen. So the challenge that I'm going to give to you is the same one I'm going to give to me. Let's do our best today. Let's be our best. Let's take action. Let's do what we know is in front of us to move our business and the change that we are creating in our own lives and in the world around us forward, and give a few smiles along the way. Love you guys. Have a great day, and hope to hear you back tomorrow on the Grow Rich Mastermind. Take care, and bye for now. Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah,
baby.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Whoa.
Thank you, Ashley.
It takes faith to make a dream come true.
Have a great day, everybody.
Life has something special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles.
No.
Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up. No right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Even if you are mistreated, stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up, be all you are meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up, it's my life for eternity. Never give up, never give up, never give up.